Welcome to the Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza, where each week where each week my brother and I separately watch a Simpson episode, then come together during this podcast to discuss, dissect, and ramble about everything Simpsons, life, and our pursuit of happiness. It's basically America in a podcast. Now to introduce this episode, my brother, Long-Winded Patches.
Do I get to critique your open?
After your crappy introduction, sure.
Okay. All right. And this week's podcast, we're going to review season 14, episode 22, The Mo' Baby Blues. At the beginning of the episode, the Simpson family is heading to our gardening event with the rest of the community, the Springfield community, to watch the Sumatran Century Flower open. When they get there, everyone's there, and they're having fun, except for Mo. Mo is not there, and he sees on TV that all of his friends and the Simpsons are at a garden, at this garden party, and no one invited him. So he gets in the car, and he goes, and when he gets there, it's overcrowded, so they tell Mo that he can't stay, and he is pretty disappointed by that news. So he goes off, and then something happens at the garden where everyone at the event has to leave very quickly. Simpson family gets in their car, and they're about to take off, and Homer is really proud that he's going to leave, and then he gets into a traffic jam with everyone else. On their travels home, Homer has to slam on the brakes and Maggie goes flying out of the car, and Mo happens to catch her while he was about to jump off the bridge, and she likes it. And so then Mo and Maggie form a bond, and they become friends. And that's what the episode's about. And then later on the episode, Marge and Homer do not like that Mo is spending so much time with Maggie, so they break him up. And then Maggie is very sad because she really likes Mo. And then Maggie misses Mo, and there's a meeting of the local mobsters outside her window. And she follows them because Fat Tony puts an orange in his mouth like the Godfather. And that's something that Mo had done previously in the episode. And so when Maggie jumps out the window to follow him, she thinks she's following Mo. They go. Maggie follows the gangsters all the way to an Italian-American-Mexican standoff, in which Mo comes into the room and saves her. And everyone loves Mo and loves Maggie. And Marge and Homer decide that Mo can spend more time with Maggie, and Homer says that he'll bring Maggie by to visit. Mo will come by and visit you and your ham. And the ham was just something that Mo had been previously cooking. So it's supposed to be a joke, but then they end up the episode where actually Homer does go and take Maggie and him and Mo and the ham and hang out. That's pretty much the episode.
Not bad this week. 2 minutes for Act 1, 1 minute for Act 2, and then a minute 30 for Act 3 in the last Act 4. So,
my secret was try not to hurry, because I knew you'd be timing it, so then I'm just like, I was taking my time.
And you'd backtracked a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to be less critical this week and say that it was pretty darn good.
Well, I think it's enough to get people to kind of remember the Mo and the Maggie combined is what the story's about, is that they form a bond and want to hang out.
I love episodes when Mo has to find human contact with other people, and the way he stumbles through it always leads to good jokes.
See, now I'm not the biggest fan of Mo episodes sometimes, because sometimes they get like too dark or just they're not funny, but this one rocked.
This one was good.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you that I was just watching this episode, rewatching this episode, and there's a scene where the flower goes off and stinks up the whole garden, and Krusty makes a joke, and then he jumps into a pile of manure.
Yes.
And I always thought, like, oh, that's like a cheap laugh. I'm like, and this is how maybe unintelligent I am, I was like, why, you know, that's stupid that he jumps in manure. Why would there be a pile of manure right there? And I was watching it with my son, and he goes, oh, that's so, like, he's laughing. And then he goes, that makes sense, because they use manure to make the soil better. And I was like, you're exactly right. How did I not pick
yeah,
that up?
Yeah, yeah. That's why it was there.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I have to tell you, on this episode, remember how you, I don't know if you took notes, but I've been trying to take notes. And after the first act, I just put the notebook down. Because you're right, season one was fun. The first two episodes were fun to review, but this one had joke after joke after joke, so I was going to have to like pause the episode to write down my notes that make no sense anyway.
Right.
So I just put my pad down and just enjoyed it.
Act two.
I forgot all about that manure part, and that was a really funny joke.
Act two, yeah, I did the exact, well, I mean, I kept taking notes, but there was a point where Homer runs out to get in a carpool, and he's carpooling with Mr. Burns and Smithers, and he's eating an Eggo waffle. And then I'm like, start laughing. And then Grandpa shows up, sputtering insanity.
Yep.
And
everything Grandpa said was funny.
Yeah.
And so you're still laughing about Homer being in the same carpool with Mr. Burns, and Grandpa like tells three jokes in a row that are just hilarious.
And then after that, there's like this throwaway line where Marge comes back in the room. Well, they cut back to Mo serving Maggie, or like he does a pretend bar at their house, and he's serving
with the cushion.
And that's funny. And then Marge walks
yes,
in and she
funny.
Goes, I finally found Grandpa. He was crying in the cemetery. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that is heartbreaking and so funny at the same time.
It was so funny. Because it had, like you said, like they had the scene of Mo serving drinks to Maggie and her stuffed animals. And so you're just trying to look around, looking at all the jokes there and then funny stuff. And then she gives that line. And it was a good line.
Hit after hit.
Did you catch the, if we're going to start getting into the jokes, when Maggie flies out of the car? Because, you know, the crappy latch brand of car seats. But she's flying out of the car, and Marge goes, my baby! And Homer goes, your baby!
Yes. That Homer and Bart had some of the best lines in this episode, and Bart had barely anything to do with it, but
yep.
Almost every time he was on screen, he was saying something amazing, like the whole conversation at the supper table where Homer's talking about you know, screwing up on the first two and trying to make it up on the third, and Bart's just like pleading with him for attention.
Yeah.
Ugh. So
I remember some of those episodes where Bart was like relegated to a minor role, but they still included him. They didn't just totally write him out. And he always, he knocked it out of the park. And this one was, every line that he said was funny. And I mean, they made Mo carry the story, right? And Maggie. So it's like the other characters can just score points on jokes.
Right.
Even Marge. I mean, even Marge gets to tell jokes.
So watching TV through other people's windows, have you ever done that while you're driving?
Oh, because when they stop in traffic and they... No, I'm the guy who gets mad at people who are watching their TVs or their cell phones or whatever. What, you've actually watched someone else's TV?
Yeah, like if you're ever driving behind a minivan and they have the DVDs in the background, I find myself I try to figure out at least what they're watching.
No, that's wrong.
All right, so this episode hits close to home with me.
Why is that?
So, like probably a year ago, I DVR'd the Godfather Saga. Sorry, I think it's called the Godfather Epic. Actually, do you know about this?
No.
All right. So what they did is they took Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. And they put all the stuff of, they put it in chronological order. So all of Robert De Niro's stuff starts the Godfather, or starts the movie. And then it goes into the whole wedding scene. And then it goes into, like, what you know of Michael at Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
So it's an epic seven-hour, you know, movie. But so I've watched it piece to piece because I never get to that much time to watch it. But probably for
showed anyone.
Yeah. But for the last 3 months, I've been watching it with my youngest son. Like,
are you serious?
Yes, the other two will go to bed, and then I get a couple. You know, maybe I get a half an hour to watch it, and then so he sits up and watches it with me, and he's really engaged. And of course, I cover his, you know, cover his eyes when it comes to like the horse head, which was also a great part in this episode where he's like, "Let's put a horse blanket in his bed," and he'll wake up and he'll be like, "What's the horse blanket?" And then maybe that was the worst Godfather impression. But then he's like, "Oh, the horse head." Anywho, so I want to get your take on when do you start showing kids inappropriate stuff or what you deem as inappropriate, and when should kids start watching The Simpsons?
Okay, those are two separate questions.
Boom.
First one is somewhat easy, is like when the kids aren't going to have nightmares at night, right? I don't care how old they are, but they're going to get up at night and like, "I'm so scared because of the movie you showed me." And then you're like, "Oops, that was too soon." So that's a kid by kid call on that one.
Yeah, but that's always reactionary because you never know how they're going to react until you show it to them.
Well, baby step it in. Baby step it in. You know, show them something a little bit, you know, scary before you show them the movie It. You know, I mean, come on.
Godfather
might be a little bit too.
So we just watched Jurassic Park for the first time.
That's a baby step.
That's what?
That's a baby step. You get them into that. If they can't handle that, then they can't handle Godfather.
Well, I was thinking that this would be a nice lead into Jaws. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. If you want your kids to swim, don't show them Jaws. It depends on how afraid your kids are of everything, but my kids are kind of afraid. So I showed them Jaws. They'd never go in the water again, even a pool.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, you can just be like, those dinosaurs lived millions of years ago, if they ever did. No, I'm just kidding. and just be like, "Nah, they're not around anymore, so we're okay to go into the forest." I mean, now I take my kids into the woods, and they're like, "Are the snakes here? Are the snakes going to get us?" So I don't know what snake movie we watch. But, they're afraid of snakes. So I don't care about that. But if they get up at night and bother my sleep, then I'm just like, "Nope, we went too far."
Maybe you need to take them to Homer's Snake Farm, where he will breed and sell snakes.
Was that this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you yelling? Did you find my snake farm?
Yes. Oh my god! So many good lines in this one. How early do you watch? How early do you let them watch The Simpsons? I'd say that's pretty early. It's pretty darn early because I'm letting my 5-year-old watch, and he's loving it.
Right.
They do say some naughty words, but you just gotta be like, "Well, I mean, if they start repeating it, I guess then you don't watch it as often." But
well,
they can take The Simpsons pretty early. Yeah, they love them too.
So we were just watching this episode, and the Alice and the underpants joke came up.
Yeah.
And of course they laugh, and because they get it on a different level than it is meant to be.
And Mo is being a sick freak.
Yeah. Right.
How about so you watch this with the kids? Did they see the Italian-Americans? Mexican standoff? Were they freaked out about everyone pulling guns on each other?
To be honest with you, we start recording this, so I'm not sure. I had to leave that Simpson episode to come record this Simpson podcast.
You didn't watch the whole episode?
Well, I watched it earlier today.
Oh, but you didn't watch it with them?
No.
Okay, I'm like, that's not allowed. To watch part of the episode and try to do this podcast. That's not acceptable.
That is against the rules. That part was awesome, too, because when Fat Tony knocks over his his wine, and then he has to go to the bathroom, and the yes. all three guys do the same thing.
I thought they were going to do a Johnny Tightlips joke, and they didn't. But that's okay.
Johnny Tightlips, he might be one of my favorite characters.
He's had some good lines. Did you catch this? Okay, I'm going to start going to the favorite jokes. When they're going in the botanical garden, and they're like, who picked this? And Lisa picks. Why does Lisa always get picked? And she's like, because Dad said pick a number 1 through 10, and he always picks 7. Do you remember that joke?
Yeah, 7 apostles.
No, yeah, why do you pick 7, Dad? There's 7 apostles. No, there aren't. There aren't 12. Well, that's a big staff.
Yeah. I was going to ask you the names of all the apostles, but...
He didn't name them, did he?
No. I just wanted to see. Oh, I just wanted to see what you could rattle off quickly.
No.
It's a quiz patches week kind of thing.
No, we're not playing.
So, going back to the Godfather and the mobsters, which I thought the mobsters came in at a perfect time in this episode, Act 3.
Well, and also, when Mo was telling Maggie, because he's telling her bedtime stories about the Godfather movie.
Right.
They obviously, it was perfect, right, that they did that, and then later on they brought the mobsters into the show.
Right.
That was pretty clever, I thought.
Yeah. And they tied it all in together, and they did a good job with the Godfather scenes, too, so...
They're like, okay, she'll go with the mobsters. Well, how can we, add to the story? Well, let's tell a little bit of the Godfather say again. They loved Godfather. What were you going to say about when they were...
So they did a dig on the Godfather 3 where Fat Tony says, it's funny, or he says, I don't even know what he says, but he digs on...
I haven't cried this much?
Or I haven't cried this month since I had to pay to see Godfather 3.
Yeah.
But the funny part about this is, do you know what I'm about to say?
He was in it.
Yeah, he was in it. He was one of the stars. Yep. So do you think that that was actually hard for him to do that line, or was he just a good Joe Mutt?
No, he's an actor, man, right? You're paying me money. And the Simpsons probably have paid, what's his name, Joe Mantegna?
Yeah.
They paid him way more than he probably made off Godfather 3 ever. So it's
that's true. He's not going to bite the hand that feeds him, right?
No. I did actually pick that up because I'm just when I saw his name at the end, I'm like, I think he was in Godfather 3. Which actually makes it, I didn't catch it though when he said that joke, so that makes that joke even funnier.
what's the mobster's name? Not Lou. Is it Louis? No. He's like, I don't really feel like whacking anymore. And then, in fact, Tony puts the orange peel in. And he's like, I could whack anybody. And then he's like, I could even whack my own mother. Do you remember that line?
No, it was like, even your mother. And then there's something about, oh, she doesn't use real tomato sauce.
Yeah, Johnny Tightlip says, she doesn't use, because he's like, not my mother. And then Johnny Tightlip says, she uses it from a can. And he says, she's a corpse.
She's a corpse, yeah. I like, too, when Chief Wiggum had some funny lines in this role, which he normally does. But when he talks to Marge, he's like, hey, Marge, do mobsters often congregate outside your window? What did she say? Yeah, sometimes I bring them
all the time.
Banana bread?
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes I bring them, cupcakes or something.
What's
like that.
Something funny?
Scum freeze bag. Oh, that was scum. I love that part where they have to break into Moe's house because they think he stole Maggie, but he really is putting a ham in the oven.
He's putting a ham in the oven,
which made me laugh because this is how much I could recall it. The minute I saw that, then it totally flashed the montage at the end, which is also
I didn't catch
one of my favorite parts.
Oh, the montage at the end where they just show pictures of Homer with taking Maggie and visiting Mo and the ham, and then, of course, Homer and the ham hit it off. But, and they just have... I love when the Simpsons do that, when they just have still shots, and they're either, voicing it over, or they're just playing music over, and they just have still photos or whatever, And this one, they got crazier as they went, and it's hilarious.
Well, it's cool because it starts off with, you know, Mo and Maggie and Homer and the Ham, and then soon Homer and Ham are a little more prominent in the yeah. frame, and then soon yeah. it's just those two.
It's just Homer and the Ham, yeah. And I think I watched this one with my little guy. He's like, why is Homer and the Ham together? I was like, I don't know.
I have no clue.
I don't know why Homer and the Ham hit it off. I really thought Homer would bite the Ham at the end, but he didn't. Going back to Chief Wiggum, when they kick Mo out of the garden, and he's like, Mo, do you want to just leave quietly, or do you want me to have to throw you out? And Mo's like, oh, I would like some human contact. And then Clancy pushes him with his baton.
Yes.
Did you think Mo was too pathetic in this one, or do you think he was the right amount?
I always think that they make Mo a little too sad.
Yeah.
Like, he's sitting at the bar watching his friends at this event drinking, and he's been replaced by a cooler. I mean, it's brutal.
I thought he handled that one pretty well, because I'm sure you remembered some times where, like, your friends did something without you, and you're kind of like, man, that makes me feel really crappy. And in this one, he saw his friends, and he's like, I've been replaced by a cooler. And his first inclination was to, like, get in the car and go there.
Right. What are you trying to say, that my friends do stuff without me?
They always do. They do stuff with me without you, so yeah.
Well, I hate them.
Yes. So you're not getting in the car and going to the garden party?
No, no, I'm not. Did, one of my other favorite jokes in this episode is where Homer, or it's at Maggie's party, and Maggie's hanging out with Mo, and Homer comes and tries to hang out with Maggie, and she just doesn't want anything to do with him. And I constantly feel like that. And then he tries to sing Itsy Bitsy Spider, and she crawls all over him and jumps to Mo, and then he says, Daddy feels rejected. He's gonna eat some cake. Which I'm gonna try to work into my everyday life now. I feel rejected. I'm gonna eat some cake. Do you think so? There's a part where it's that same scene where Mo gives Maggie it like. Little toy drunk, and
yes,
the set of Moe's Tavern, and they can talk. Yeah. Do you think that's because of the Simpsons making their toys and their playsets the way they did?
No,
you think it's just totally random?
It was just a joke, yeah, because that was an awesome joke, right? When he hits the little toy Homer, I'm gonna.
And I just Homer, peed my and Homer pants. Goes,
I recorded that for private use. Yeah, that was good. I liked it when at that party where Mo shoos away Apu's son, because, you know, that does remind me of, like, protective parents who, like, you know, get away from my kid in the sandbox. And so I thought that was pretty funny of Mo becoming that protective.
Are you that parent, or are you the parent, like, stand off and just let the kids be kids?
Oh man, I try to be the let the kid be kids stuff, but when you see it, stuff goes too far, then I become the helicopter.
I'm always nervous that my kids are going to be the ones that throw sand in somebody else's eyes. And
see, now I've seen those parents too, and I'm kind of that parent too, who's the one who's the helicopter, like, all right, I hope my kid's not the a-hole of the sandbox.
Right.
But some parents are just way over, like, little Johnny, don't do that to him. No, Johnny, you can't. You got to be nice. And you're just like, little Johnny's fine. If he kicks a little sand in my kid's face, it's all right, you know.
Yeah.
Let him play.
You never call little kids wannabe perverts or soon-to-be perverts.
Soon-to-be perverts, no. No, but I have thought some nasty things about kids. Yeah. Well, like, oh, I see that kid's future, and it's not bright. And the kid's only like 3 years old.
Yeah, it touched this. That whole party touched on some funny parent stuff, because like the whole people trying to overparent you, like with the bow in Maggie's hair, how he goes and fixes it, and Marge starts to get really annoyed, and then they're opening presents, and Mo starts ragging on how cheap Selma's presents.
Selma, yeah.
Way to break the five there, Selma.
Break a five. So, what do you rate this episode?
So, I was going to give this 7 Krusty Burgers out of 10.
Right. I'm going to give it 18 Flaming Moes. Yeah, that's right. I beat you. I actually thought this week.
You actually went Simpson theme. That's what I appreciate. So
I went Simpson theme and episode relevant, so there you are.
That's a double good right there. Did you 18 out of what?
I don't know.
I really am gauging this. So this week I feel this episode was better than last week's.
It was better than season one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had told me that season one was fun to review, and we'll have to go back to season one, but the episodes get better. Like I said, there was joke after joke. It was fun.
So
I don't know how to rate it, because it's like, they're all good, but this one's good. Mo was pathetic, but I don't like a lot of Mo episodes, and this one I actually like.
Yeah, this one was good. All right.
And Maggie episodes, too. When you have a Maggie episode, it's pretty neat, if that's fine.
Well, because it's a silent character who has to, tell a story without...
They have to tell it through animation or something else. Right?
So,
Hey, Stitches, can I take a moment and wish my godson a happy birthday?
Sure.
All right. Happy birthday, buddy boy. From your godfather.
Oh, it's a perfect episode for you to do that. Nice.
I know. Good thing that he was born today.
So, I got this last question for you. On the top of your head. Off the top of your head. What is a Mo episode you don't like?
Oh. I don't remember.
Come on.
Tell me some Mo episodes.
The one where he meets the girl.
There's one where he gets a girlfriend. I remember that one.
That one's awesome. The one where he gets plastic surgery.
That one's pretty funny.
Yeah. So far, I can't think of a bad Mo episode. Flaming Mo.
I don't know if it's a bad Mo episode, but there's just sometimes where Mo is so pathetic. It's like, that's too much. So maybe it's not a Mo episode, because maybe they know that they have to back it off a little bit.
There was a Mo episode in season 29. Do you remember that one where his family owned a mattress shop?
His family what?
Owned a mattress shop.
I haven't seen that one.
All right, that's for another podcast. Speaking of other podcasts, what are we going to be listening or watching next week?
Next week we are going to jump to the current season. I wanted to do that right away, but Stitch said that'd be too much. I'm going from season 1 to this year. So we stopped at season 14. Next week, we'll be looking at season 29, episode 19. For anyone, I want to take a second, Stitches, and apologize for anyone who listened to last week's podcast and had to slog through my microphone malfunctions. Stitches and I have agreed that we are going to be working on our production shortcomings, and then once we get those solved, we will move on to focus on improving our content. Hopefully.
Our content.
If we can.
Our content's fine.
Okay.
If you think our content's fine, please share this podcast with all your friends. If you don't like what we have to say, just keep moving. We don't need you.
Share them with your friends. Share it with your friends, even if you don't like what we're doing.
If you're listening on the Anchor app, feel free to rate us and leave us a voice message so we can use it during the show. And for Stitches, thanks for listening. I'm out of here.
All right. And I think from now on, part of our format is going to have to be like an awesome sign-off. So I'm going to try this week, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Zip Zahow! Yow. Yippa.
I thought he said thought he said awesome sign. All
right, you want me to try?
No, no. I'm going to stop recording.
All right, that's your choice. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation. What am I going to say next, Eddie?